Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense begins right now. This is the show, of course, in the shadows of the big Monster Cash show yesterday. If you were tuned into the broadcast yesterday, the Monster Cast, I'll give you just a basic brief recap. Really, if you weren't tuned in, or you were tuned in, you're going to get a recap anyway. Alan Gottlieb spent some time with me yesterday. AWR Hawkins was unavailable, but that's okay because that gave us an opportunity to cover an awful lot of ground, some of the things that he wrote about, and it also gave me an opportunity to pummel, and I did, pummel, and I stand by it. The leadership, if you will, whoever that may be at the National Rifle Association in this day and age, I have no idea who it is. I've got a column coming out later today. It hasn't yet hit. I don't think it has. But it will be later today. It might already. I'll check during one of the breaks and see if it's out there. But honestly, read it. I'm talking about the leadership or whatever you want to call what is happening at the top of the National Rifle Association. It warrants some discussion, but I'm just disgusted with it. I've had enough of it, and I'm speaking up because that's what I do. And if somebody doesn't like that at the National Rifle Association, tough. Perception is reality, and maybe they need some tough love. In the meantime, after I did all of that, I had an opportunity to repeat for you Rob Pincus's Tuesday Daily Defense broadcast because of the breaking news at the National Rifle Association. What is that breaking news? If you missed yesterday's show, I'm going to give you a spoiler. Chris Cox, the head of the National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action, which you widely know as the NRA-ILA, is ousted. And he's ousted by none other, obviously, than Wayne LaPierre. So my column today, you'll have a good time with it when it pops up. If it does in just a few minutes, we're live, I'll let you know if I get a chance. But I mentioned some Game of Thrones metaphors in there and some analogies, and I think you'll have fun with it. Nonetheless, the shenanigans at the National Rifle Association are doing absolutely nothing for you as a gun owner right now and are playing right smack into the hands of the enemy encampment, which is lean and mean and loaded with bucks, big bucks coming from Bloomberg. And this is not the time for people who, for whatever reason, aging leaders that want to hang on to power, this is not the time to have that happen. People need to step up to the plate right now and insist that some changes be made so that this organization, one that I am a huge proponent of and don't want anybody to leave, but we need to fix from within, needs some change, and it needs to happen now. It can't happen fast enough. Last month wouldn't have been quick enough. It needs to happen now. So enjoy that conversation. Tell me what you think about what you heard and what I wrote, what you read. Please, mark@armedamericanradio.org. These are important times. These conversations are critical. We have to have them. So the Monster Cast was great. Alan Gottlieb was great, as always. But I got to tell you something right now. I am just as giddy as all get out. Handing what I have in my hands right now, right here. You can hear this. This is the only living, breathing edition of Grilling While Armed on planet Earth right now. The proof copy came in to me today. I am handling this beauty. This has been years in the making. I am so proud of this. I am so proud of George Hill. I am so proud of the graphics team that put this together, one individual in particular. And I will have her on the program in the near future. I will not name her now because I don't have her permission to do so. But I will tell you that this is a work of art. I cannot wait to get this in your hands. Because of what I'm seeing now, I've got to give it one read in its actual book format as the chief editor of the book and make sure that it meets my standards. It obviously has from a printing standpoint. It is absolutely gorgeous. I can't wait till you see it. But I've got to give it that one final go-ahead, that one final go-through, if you will, as an editor with my editing goggles on in its book format, page by page. And later today, I will click go to print, and Armed American Radio will be available. I will tell you when tomorrow. It is possible it could be as soon as this evening. Keep an eye on my Twitter feed at AARMark, my Facebook page, facebook.com/Armed American Radio with Mark Walters. The Twitter feed, as I said, at AARMark. Instagram at AARadio3714. Don't forget that. I very rarely use that, but nonetheless, I got to be honest with you. I'm excited about this. I am so excited about this. I could have sat and read this and not done the program today. This has been so long in the making. Very, very proud of this, and it just looks phenomenal. It's an 8x10, full glossy. I just cannot wait to get this book in your hands, and I know you want to read it. I've got a ton of emails from you. Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day, the handgun edition, by myself, Mark Walters, and George Hill, and the foreword by legendary barbecue cooker manufacturer Ben C. Lang II of Lang Barbecue Cookers, langbarbecuesmokers.com down in southern Georgia. And I talked with Ben earlier today. I told him this was coming, and then it arrived literally just minutes ago. I was so giddy. I haven't even had a chance to look at it, but it's really something really special, and we're very, very excited to finally be able to bring this to you. So stay tuned. Oh, also, don't forget, Facebook.com/grillingwhilearmed, Grilling While Armed on the Facebook page, the actual Facebook page for it itself. All right, let's get into some more stuff that we couldn't cover yesterday because time is of the essence. Montana, what in the hell have you done? We should write a song titled What in the Hell Happened to Montana? Governor Steve Bullock. We're talking Montana. This is why this is so important to me. Let me explain. I am getting on a big jet airplane, and I am flying out west to celebrate Western folklore, Western lore and history this week. The Second Amendment in Tombstone, Arizona. The West was won on the backs of hard-scrabbled men and women who all carried guns, battled and fought their way west. Yeah, no PC crap here. We won it because we were supposed to win it. Manifest destiny, baby. I don't care if you like it. Get over it. It's real life. We went west and we conquered it, and that's exactly what we did. And it was conquered by strong, brave men and women who conquered it. And they did it with guns. In Montana, Custer was wiped out in a battle by Indians in Montana. 200-plus of his troops wiped out. In one of the chiefs, or one of the warriors, I believe, said, in as little time as it takes as a grown man to eat a meal. That's how long it took, short, I should say, it took to wipe out Custer, 5,000 Indians, just wrecked him, killed him. Wiped out his entire 7th Cavalry out there. Montana Governor Steve Bullock, time to view guns as a public health issue. Montana, what the hell have you done? My God. Quit electing people like this. Western, rugged Western individualism. I'm going to experience it firsthand this weekend. That's what we're celebrating, the Second Amendment as in Tombstone, Arizona. And I look at this in Montana, and it just makes me sick to my stomach. Presidential hopeful. Oh, there you go. That's what happened. Presidential hopeful. Steve Bullock, your governor, says it's time to view guns as a public health issue. You know, when he said that yesterday on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, who, by the way, is no conservative over there at Fox News. Those of you who think you're watching a merry band of conservatives at Fox News, let me tell you, you got another thing coming. Obviously, Fox News is a friend of mine. It's a friendly place. I know a lot of people who work there. It certainly is the only conservative, quote unquote, conservative outlet that is out there. That's with the exception of One American News Network. But One American News Network is still struggling to grow. Fox is in every living room in the country, and it is the single one. It's the one place we have. Thank God it's there. But they also have their issues. I don't know why they feel they got to kowtow to the liberals. Get rid of them on there. This is a conservative station. We want the echo chamber. We can go anywhere else and get that other crap. I don't need to sit there and listen to back and forth. Get rid of them. But that's just my opinion as I go on a roll today, right? And that's what this does to me when I see this Montana governor, Democrat presidential hopeful, Steve Bullock, saying it's time to view guns as a public health issue. Steve Bullock doesn't even know what that means. I don't live in Montana. I would love to know how he campaigned. We're airing in Montana. Montana residents, marketarmedamericanradio.org. How did this hypocrite, can I call him a hypocrite? Did he run for governor in your state by claiming guns are a problem? or did he support the Second Amendment? I think I already know the answer to that question. In fact, I know I do, but I want to hear it from you. I want to hear it from Montana residents, markatarmedamericanradio.org. Host Chris Wallace noted that Bullock's positions on certain gun controls shifted as he approached announcing his run for the president. Back in 2016, Wallace said you opposed universal background checks, and you said you had expanded Second Amendment rights in your state of Montana. But more recently, you now support universal background checks, you support a limit on the size of gun magazines, and you support a ban on some semi-automatic weapons. When I come back from this break, I'm going to tell you exactly what that really, truly means. Of course he ran as a gun against gun control. It's Montana. So maybe, Montana residents, you were sold a bill of goods when you voted for this clown. When we come back, I'll tell you exactly what I take away from that. Don't go away. Attention, responsibly armed American. Sadly, we live in dangerous times. Terrorism, mass shootings, toxic politics. But you know what? Enough is enough. When it comes to protecting the people you love, you deserve to know the truth. So for a limited time, the United States Concealed Carry Association is offering free copies of their complete mass shooting survival guide to anyone who wants one. Just text the word GET to 87222. With this guide, you'll learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. But you need to hurry because this offer ends Friday, June 28th. Text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222 now to get your complete mass shooting survival guide. It only takes seconds. It's completely free, but it'll be gone soon. Get your free guide right now, and you'll also get a bonus security checklist to print out for your local school, church, or office. This offer ends Friday, so don't miss this life-saving guide and audiobook. Text the word GET to 87222. G-E-T to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios with me. So much going on. This is going to be an incredibly busy week. I've got so many cats in the bag here that I just can't let out yet. But I did tell you about Grilling While Armed. So proud of this. I'll have more information for you tomorrow, but it looks like the release date is going to be this week. It could be as early as tonight. Check out my Twitter feed at AARMark, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, and the, of course, Grilling While Armed Facebook page, Facebook.com/Grilling While Armed. Okay, let me go back. A lot happening here, and a tight week for me because of travel. So that's exactly what I was talking about. Thank you. Montana governor and Democrat presidential hopeful called out by Chris Wallace, who I told you in the first segment, he's no conservative. He'll tell you he is, but, you know, is he a good news guy? To me, he is, because I know what he is, and I think he's very professional, so I can deal with that. But here's the takeaway. Back in 2016, keep in mind, this was on Fox News Sunday yesterday. Back in 2016, you opposed universal background checks, he said to Montana Governor Steve Bullock. And you said that you had expanded Second Amendment rights in your state of Montana. But more recently, you now support universal background checks. You support a limit on the size of gun magazines, and you support a ban on some semi-automatic weapons. Why the change of mind, sir? Here's what Bullock said. And it's really not in his answer, because he's a liar. So it's really, but it's in the question. We'll go there in just a second. I've been both a supporter of the Second Amendment, and I've also vetoed bills that I don't think make sense. I've had to lower the flags 5 times just since Parkland. I think if we ever looked at this as a public health issue and not a political issue, we could make strides. So take his answer with a grain of salt. He's a liar. He's a politician. You can take that with a grain of salt. Just forget what he said. But it really, truly lies in the question. In 2016, you opposed universal background checks. Why did he oppose universal background checks? Because he was running in his home state. You said you had expanded Second Amendment rights in your state of Montana. Why did he say that to his constituents? Because it's Montana. Montana is a gun-owning, gun-friendly state. He's saying all of the right things. But more recently, Wallace points out, you now support universal background checks, and you support a limit on the size of magazines, and you support a ban on some semi-automatic weapons. There we go, semi-automatic weapons, right? He supports these things now. Why? Because now he's running for president, of course. But why does he feel he has to say those? Why can't he run on the same thing he ran on in Montana? This is the hint. This is the giveaway. This is why the Democrats are going to lose in November 2020. Because this man is also believing that the hype, the bubble, if you will, that hasn't burst yet, it's not going to on their side. They're not going to be able to pierce it, because the media is going to continue to give them and slobber over them and repeat everything they want and tell them everything they want to hear. Bullock now believes that in order to win the presidency as a Democrat, he has to toe the line and toe the gun control line specifically, because gun control is going to be the single greatest issue during the campaign. That and their hatred for Trump. But that's going to be the one single greatest policy thing that they push, is that agenda, that gun control agenda, because they believe that Americans are ready for socialism and gun control to the extent that they're talking about here, which is taking away your guns, which is converting your guns into a public health issue. You have guns in your safe. You have a health problem. And what Steve Bullock is doing here, instead of standing up and saying, no, I firmly believe in the Second Amendment. Let me tell you how Steve Bullock, if Steve Bullock wants the nomination, you know what he could say? He could say, I support the right to keep and bear arms. I will not run on taking away your rights. But he's not going to. He doesn't have the cojones to do it. He doesn't have the guts to do it. And his own party won't allow him. They're all in this together. Every single one of them. No national election has ever been won on a gun control platform ever. And it isn't going to change in 2020. Now, I don't want to give away, I don't want to give them any ideas, but I'll tell you this. If they knocked off all the socialism crap and started running on a free enterprise with ideas they thought would help the free grow the free enterprise market, capitalism, and help get Democrats rich, you know, their minority constituents that they've used and abused for so long in the inner city. What do I always say? Show me a large American inner city in urban decay, and I will show you a city controlled by Democrats forever.
Okay, I found this on the web for controlled by Democrats forever. Check it out.
Now, that's what happens when your phone hears you and you're live on the radio. Can you believe that? That's what Siri said. That is absolutely hilarious. So let's take a look at there. My phone is sitting next to me in the studio, and apparently Siri heard me. Now, that's creepy, I know. But let's run with this. Let's play with this. This just happened live on the radio. It said, Siri said, I found this controlled by Democrats forever. What is this? Let's look at this together. Trump's wall won't protect Democrats forever. House Democrats repeal 9/11 authority for forever wars. In 2019, all but one state legislature is controlled by one party. Political power never lasts. Democrats need to use theirs while they have it. 2021 could be a nightmare for Democrats, even if Trump loses. Now, that's off of what Siri just told me while I'm sitting here live on the radio with you right now. That's interesting. Now, that took my train of thought away. So let me get back on track with what I love that. That was hilarious. Gotta love live radio when something like that happens. But I want to go back. I don't want to give them any ideas. But if they actually ran on helping their constituents become as rich as most of them are and sprinkled some gun control in there, they might have a chance. Think about that for a minute. Don't worry about me saying anything about it. They already know. They're too far gone. Hickenlooper came out and said, stop talking about socialism, and they booed him off the stage. This election is going to be more fun. It's going to be very stressful, but it's going to be more fun than anything we've watched ever before. These idiots actually believe, and Bullock is a prime example of this, that he has to switch gears and come up with excuses and backpedal to now run on everything he didn't run on to get elected in his own state. So I guess he doesn't want to win his own state. Because if he thinks gun grabbing is a way to win Montana, he'll lose his own state. Who lost their own state? Oh, that would be Al Gore. Al Gore lost his home state of Tennessee. Why? Because he was running on taking away their guns. I'm telling you, this is not a winning combination for the Democrats, but it is going to be fun to watch them. Kamala Harris thinks Americans want California-style gun control. Eric Swalwell's gone 50 times farther off the deep end. He believes Americans want their guns confiscated. And he doesn't care if they do. He's going to take them from you anyway. That man is hell-bent on starting a war. But they believe these things. They believe America is ready for that because they hear a bunch of screeching kids that are getting a lot of media attention after Parkland. And that's all that is media attention. And this is what they're falling for. And that's exactly why Steve Bullock did what he did. Media attention. He can't get the nomination. He doesn't believe in his own party or their support. If he doesn't, I'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back. The Siri thing is creepy, isn't it? When you have the phone on, wasn't that creepy? I love that, though. Here in the studio, it gave me an opportunity to have some fun with that. That was pretty interesting. Controlled by Democrats forever. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. I have got so much fun new stuff getting ready to happen here. A lot of it you'll hear here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. The Grilling While Armed book, I just got the proof today, literally came to the studio today, and I just literally before the show, I have not had a time to do anything other than fondle it, and fondle it I have. It is absolutely gorgeous. I cannot wait to make just to get into this, and I can't wait to make it available to you. We have been working on this for so long, so very, very proud of that. And I guess I'll have... If you just check me out on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, at AAR Mark on Twitter, and Grilling While Armed on Facebook, Facebook.com/Grilling While Armed, and the Armed American Radio website, I'll put something up there as soon as I know the release. But the release is, it could be as early as tonight. It depends on the publisher, but it looks like it could be as early as tonight. I probably won't get it all done tonight, but at the very latest, I would say tomorrow, and I'm really proud of it. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Let me wrap up with Bullock before I move on here, because it is so important to understand what's happening and why the Democrats are actually doing what they're doing, because it's showing you their roadmap to a loss is what Bullock is doing here. Now, you have to go back, and Bullock, this guy is so wishy-washy. Let's understand. He went on to say that National Rifle Association members want universal background checks. Now, that's nothing but a bald-faced lie and a talking point put out by I don't even know who. Probably some moron like David Hogg, you know, the kid who knows everything and was able to get into Harvard because he knows everything. But it came from some left-wing bullet point memo somewhere. 90% of all Americans and gun owners, which is not true, because the NRA members, of which there are 5.5 million, and most American gun owners who don't even associate themselves with the National Rifle Association at all, do not want, because they understand what it is, criminalization of a private sale. They don't want to be criminalized. They don't want to have to go and be inconvenienced and pay a fee to sell a gun to someone they've known for years. And that's what quote-unquote universal background checks are. And they don't want that. In fact, 92% of polled NRA members oppose criminalizing private gun sales via universal background checks. So Bullock has proven himself to be, just like the rest of them, a bunch of liars. Montana, what have you done, man? You couldn't see through this guy? He talks such a good pro-gun game. He wore a cowboy hat. He has boots. I mean, he's one of you. I don't know. Tester, same thing. I mean, my gosh. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. What's in the water there in Montana, huh? You got to remember that this guy voiced support for a ban on his state residents owning AR-15s and other what? Semi-automatic rifles during the late summer of 2018. And here's what he said on Fox News Sunday, saying this: places like Walmart and Dick's have banned selling assault rifles, and it's about time we take a look at this as well. That's what he said back in 2018. And it's interesting. A.W.R. Hawkins points out on his piece, ironically, nearly 90% of NRA members oppose an assault weapons ban. Of course they do. The other 10% are FUDs. Do you know what a FUD is? A FUD. I'm a gun owner. I have my permit. Look at me. I wear camo and I hunt, but I don't like guns and nobody should have them except for me. And I think my gun should be kept at a gun range, and I don't have any problem getting background checks to buy ammo, because we have to do our part to keep criminals from killing each other, because we all know that the guns in my safe and the ammo in my guns is used to murder kids in schools 2,000 miles away. That's a... That's a FUD. That's what's called a FUD. All right, that's what that 10% is. The NRA is full of FUDs. There's lots of gun magazines that are full of FUDs, too. I might have to digress there or get myself in some trouble, but I don't really care. It really doesn't matter to me. The Grilling While Armed book is in my hands. That's what matters to me, right? Isn't that wonderful? All right, let's move on to something else. Montana, wake up. Come on, wake up, Montana. There's no time to be nice and have a conversation. You've got to start getting active now. If you live in Montana, you don't like what you're seeing, start making your voice heard, okay? Let your governor know he's not going to have your vote. He's not going to win his home state. These people are coming after you. You've got to go after them. This is no time for playing nice in the sandbox. Understand? Montana, come on, step it up, brothers and sisters. Let's move over to Virginia. This is a good place to segue over to Virginia. It was a town hall, I guess is what the Democrats were calling it, in Abingdon, Virginia. When did this happen? I guess this was late last week. But it's interesting. It's just being reported now. But after the Virginia Beach shootings, Governor Ralph Northam, a typical gun-grabbing leftist lunatic, Yahoo, decides he wants to start going after everybody's guns. And a lot of demographics, Virginia, I would guess, is a lot like Montana. Virginia is used to be a bright red state. It is, for all intents and purposes. You get out of the caverns of Norfolk and Richmond and that Washington, D.C. infected Democrat area where they all don't want to live under their own Democrat rule. They all move to Virginia where it's free, where they can own guns and do these things, but they still bring their Democrat policies with them, their gun-grabbing policies with them. Nonetheless, the rest of the state of Virginia, vastly rural, and I know it well. I've driven back and forth across that state from the southwestern tip all the way to Virginia Beach and Norfolk and up into Richmond and northern Virginia many times. Went to college in Virginia, graduated there, lived there for a long time. Have family that still lives there. Very dear friends that still live there. A very beautiful place. Outside the cities, it's bright red. Now, why do I say that about Montana? Well, Missoula, Montana, and is more than likely controlling most of that. Billings and Missoula, the larger cities in Montana, are pretty much controlling that. They're that blue population. But that's what's happening in Virginia a little bit. Northam jumps up there, and he had his, who was this guy? I guess he was his, Virginia's Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security. His name was Brian Moran, and this was Tuesday last week. There were the people that were in attendance. His push for gun control wasn't flying. In fact, the vast majority in the room, of those in the room, were opposed to the governor's push. And this is a politician. This is why you've got to pay such careful attention to the politicians. Here's what he had to say. He said, "No, nothing that the governor is proposing would take away your right to keep, would take away your guns, essentially. No one, not one, would take away your right to keep and bear arms." However, that's not what the crowd was talking about. The crowd was, you see, this is making, that's a straw man. That's called a straw man argument. And Bearing Arms pointed that out nicely. I got to give some mad props to, who was it, for Tom Knighton over at Bearing Arms. Mad props on that for calling that out, what it was. What the guy did was set up the straw man so that he could go after that and use it to defend his positions when, in fact, everybody was, in fact, talking about infringements, period. They weren't talking about that. They were talking about the infringements that one gun a month imposes on them. That doesn't mean if you can buy one gun a month that you can't buy guns. We know that. But it says to me, why are you infringing on my ability to buy as many guns as I want and have a right to buy? It's an infringement. So he said that's the way the Democrats do business, and that's the way you have to pay attention. We're going to see more and more and more of this. More, of, especially as we get closer and closer to 2020 and these lunatics over on the other side get out of their MSDNC-run debates hosted by Rachel Maddow, and which is a good thing for us, by the way, because it keeps them in that bubble. They're going to be hit from the left. Everything is just going to try to out-left each other, and whenever you've got MSDNC involved in there and CNN and the rest of them, just let them go. Let them go as far left as possible. They are digging their own political graves in their own front yard using that technique and that tactic. Lots more to talk about when we come back. I've got a whole bunch more I want to cover with you. Unfortunately, I'm going to run out of time, but here's a little teaser when we come back. Did you know that federal legislation has been introduced to ban, quote-unquote, silencers? Did you know that? Now, you knew that was coming, didn't you? Did you have any idea who proposed it, whose legislation it is, and where it comes from? I'm going to tell you whose it is and where it comes from when we come back after this break, but I can promise you this, it didn't come from a red state back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Segment four already sliding into home, man. Let's get some business out of the way here first. Remember, I want to invite you to Tombstone, Arizona. Very, 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 as Trump would say, fun trip. I've been going there for years and years. On Thursday, I will be arriving in Phoenix Airport at about 12:15, right around noon, picking up a truck and heading down to Tucson and Tombstone down that direction. Can't wait to get there. We'll be there at about 5 o'clock. Getting together with Kurt Schilling for dinner and planning out our strategy, if you will, for Friday's events and Saturday's events. Friday's events will be a celebrity meet and greet. I'll be there with Mr. Kurt Schilling. I'll be there with Morgan Brittany, the actress, her husband, famous Hollywood stuntman, the individual who played Texas Jack Vermillion in Tombstone will be there. A lot of Buffalo soldiers are going to be there. Some of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen will be there. Going to be a great event. That will be held at the Crystal Palace, across the street from the Crystal Palace, at the New Oriental Saloon. Oh, I say New Oriental Saloon because it was the actual Oriental Saloon on the exact spot that was there back in the day in the late 1870s and up into 1880s and 81 when the gunfight at the OK Corral was fought. In fact, it was the Oriental Saloon. We will be on that exact spot where I was actually broadcasting Armed American Radio, if you recall, a couple years back. From the very spot, I mean, just feet away from the very spot where Doc Holliday, Johnny Ringo met at the table while Wyatt Earp was dealing faro. We will be there in what is now, once again, the Oriental Saloon. So come out and see us. That's on Friday. And then again on Saturday, we're doing a parade through town. It's going to be a blast. Border Patrol is going to be there. Going to have some of the troops from Fort Huachuca going to be there. All the celebrities will be there, and a lot of folks from all over. I've seen some of the television reports from Phoenix and Tucson. It's getting a tremendous amount of play. So if you live in the area and you're listening to us in Bullhead City, or you're listening KZZZ, come on out and see us down in Tombstone. In Phoenix, you're listening, come out and check us out. We're going to have a great, great, or as Trump would say, a very, very great time down in Tombstone, Arizona. That's going on this weekend, Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. On Sunday the 30th, we'll be back up in Phoenix, where I'll be broadcasting the big monster cast from. Love broadcasting from the Valley of the Sun. So it's going to be an action-packed, jam-packed, fun-filled weekend if you can make it to Arizona. Man, come on out. It's going to be a blast. Grilling While Armed, the cookbook, is real. It is in my hands right now. The first ever copy right here. I'll sell it to you for $1 million. I'll even sign it. How about that? MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. Keep your eyes peeled. We'll have information on the release of that. It's more than likely going to be tonight or tomorrow. I will keep you posted on social media and be talking about it here. I will. And you know what? I am going to post it on social media, but I'm not going to do it until after I make the announcement here. I just made that decision. So I will make the announcement on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense tomorrow on the release. Tomorrow. All right. Let's go back to, and this is just yet again, it's just incredible. Well, it's not. It's really not. I mean, we expect it. It's what they do. Gun silencers would be barred under new federal legislation if you believe that guns are silenced by silencers, as apparently U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, crooked Bob Menendez. My God, New Jersey, we already know what's wrong with you. Way, way, way too much blue. I'm sorry. It just, there's no hope for you up there. You voted this misery upon yourselves, and you wind up with Senator Bob Menendez. Unfortunately, the rest of us have to suffer as a result of your ignorance. Gun silencers like the one used, and I'm not talking about you pro-gunners up there. I know you guys, believe me. I do a lot of work with New Jersey Second Amendment Society, but they're outgunned. They're just flat out outgunned in New Jersey, as much work as they're doing, and they keep it up. And as much as we support them, there are just not enough of them right now. And we're working every day to change that. But the rest of us have to suffer. The rest of us have to suffer. Thanks a lot for that. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, he introduced on Friday, the Democrat, this is according to the AP, unveiled the legislation at a news conference in Trenton alongside Democratic Trenton Mayor Reed Gascoria and representatives from gun control group Moms Demand Action. Did you ever hear anything about suppressors from Moms Demand Action? By the way, what a silly name that is too, isn't it, Moms Demand Action? Did you ever hear anything about suppressors from them? No. These people have never met a gun grab scheme or an accessory scheme that they haven't 100% fully embraced. I'm not saying, here's what Menendez says, listen to the wit and wisdom of this loser. I'm not saying that any single piece of legislation can stop every single tragedy, but there's no question that gun safety laws can save lives. I'd like to ask him how many lives and what law. He can't answer that. And the mainstream press at his press conference didn't push him on that. Why would they? Because they hate guns as much as he does. Does Bob Menendez actually believe that the killer murderer down in Virginia Beach wouldn't have gone in and murdered and killed anybody if he didn't have access to a suppressor? Of course not. He absolutely would have. A suppressor is not a gun. It's an attachment to a gun. And he used a suppressor to protect his own hearing. Why? Because gunshots are loud, even with suppressors. They're still as loud as jet engines. I mean, you know, so what is Bob Menendez trying to do here? And why does he have the support of Moms Demand Action? One, it's incrementalization is the word we made up a number of years ago. One infringement at a time. They've never met an infringement they didn't fully embrace. So the next time you hear them say, nobody's trying to take your guns away, look them dead in the face and call them a liar because they're lying to you. New Jersey already bans silencers. So why would Menendez try to impose this on everybody else? Does Camden not have murders now because New Jersey banned silencers or what we call suppressors? Of course not. It's just another way. Misery loves company, I guess, in a case like this. If you live in Jersey, misery loves company. Sorry, Jersey. It's just the mood I'm in. You want to give me crap for giving New Jersey crap? Mark@armedamericanradio.org. I really couldn't care less at this stage of the game. But because the rest of us are sick of you. We're sick of California. Yeah, and look, I live in places and have relatives in places where people from New Jersey and New York flee to because they can't stand their own policies that they voted themselves in. So they flee it. And they infect places with the same policies and the same voting record in their new state, which we don't appreciate. And this, again, speaks to the level of intelligence. I'm going to flee. I'm getting out of here, man. Well, you voted for that. It wasn't me. I'm not. I mean, I agree with everything. I just don't like it. And they flee. And they do the same damn thing. Can you question people's intelligence that do? Yeah, you can. That's legitimate. That's a legitimate question, isn't it? Bob Menendez's inspiration, he said, came after last month's fatal shooting in Virginia Beach. I guess Menendez doesn't think the shooting would have been fatal without a suppressor on the weapon. Is that correct? What Mr. Menendez knows about firearms is absolutely nothing. It's cumbersome to carry a gun with a suppressor on it. It doesn't make any tactical sense whatsoever to carry a gun with a suppressor on it. But Menendez doesn't care about that because he doesn't know about that. He doesn't know about that because he doesn't care to educate himself about the facts. None of it matters to him. All that matters is something else we can take away. To him, it's a movie thing. To him, it's a mob movie. It's a mob hit. It's a of which he knows absolutely nothing about. Virginia Democratic Rep. Jennifer Wexton introduced a measure Friday that would allow the chief law enforcement officers in jurisdictions where a silencer is registered to approve or deny the sale or transfer of silencers, which, by the way, you have to go through a multi-month, huge background check through the ATF, pay a $200 fine, they call it a tax, and $700 to $800 for the device before you get approved to have the thing in the first place. Silencers are harmless. They're simply accessories. We call them cans. They quiet a gun. They muffle the shot just enough so that the crack isn't loud enough to destroy the inner ear. Armed American Radio will get up and do it all again tomorrow because we can and because they don't want us to. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio. I've got to get to reading this book so that I can release it to you. Grilling While Armed. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.